Our Heavenly Father, we worship you, Lord, this morning. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Because it's the same in every language, the same in heaven. And Lord, today we lift up your praise and your glory, Lord. And we thank you. Because you are the glorious God. There is none that can deliver like you, Lord. You are our high tower, our shield, our defense. The rock and our shelter. Lord, you are the Ancient of Days, the Alpha and Omega. Oh, Lord, we worship you this morning. Come on, give the Lord a praise this morning. Somebody give the Lord a praise. Somebody give the Lord a praise here this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Well, I think you're going to be shouting at the end of this message. If you are not shouting just yet, Lord, I thank you for the anointing this morning. Blessed be the name of our Lord. Father, Lord, we go to the throne of grace. Lord, we go to bring, Lord, the manna from heaven. The Bible says, Jesus said, that bread that you ate, that was not the real bread. Moses did not give you that real bread from heaven. But he said, I am the bread. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Lord, I pray that somebody in the house this morning will receive that living manna. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, let them receive the living manna this morning. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lord, as always, we know when your word comes, it brings light. And let that light shine this morning. And let the Lord be glorified in the message of the Lord. In Jesus' name. And the church said, amen. Yes. Let's put our hands together again for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, this morning, a holy ambition, the prize of the high calling. How many of you can say amen to that? Amen. Well, let me say it to you again, just so everybody understands it. We're going to be talking this morning on a holy ambition, the prize of the high calling. Now, the last few months, we've been trying to, raise the standard a little bit. And the Lord, he told me, there's coming even yet a change. And you're going to see a change in the administration, coming in the next few months. And we're going deeper into that anointing. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now, if you love the Word of God, and you love the anointing, you'll be here, But it might scorch the knees of the lukewarm. But by the time we are all through, everybody's going to be ablaze for God. Amen? Can you say amen to that? We're going to start Philippians. Yeah. This is part two of the message from 2 weeks ago, from glory to glory. But we're going to do this a different way here this morning. Philippians chapter 3 verses 12 through 14. Not as though I had already were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend, if I may have a deep understanding. Apprehend that which also I am apprehended of Christ. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. Fourth, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. Now, the message this morning, it's a holy ambition, and that's what we want to stir up in here. We want to stir up a holy ambition for you to go for the prize of the high calling. You know, the Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 9, and verse 20. This in the Bible talks about, and so forth, here's a few points that he brings out here. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 24. He says, no, in a race they all run, that you obtain. You know, now, you know, what he's saying here is there is a prize at the end of the race. See, now, it's not good enough for you to just, you know, participate in the race. You know, some people say, well, you know, all I want to do is just participate. No, this kind of race is for a prize. There is a prize to be won at the end of the race. And you must contend for that prize. You know, because, you know, it's not everybody that's going to run in the race that's going to get that prize. Some people are going to fall on the wayside and they won't get the prize. And some people are going to be satisfied with just coming to church and they still won't get that prize of his high calling. You know, but others are going to go for, it's kind of like going for the gold. Somebody say, go for the gold. Oh, that's right. Go for the gold in here this morning. And every day of our lives, we want to challenge ourselves and raise that holy ambition. Let your spirit rise up and let's go for the prize of his high calling. Now, let's see what the Lord has to tell us about this prize. Now, what is this prize? This prize that we must go after every day. You know, this prize for which Paul said, look, you know, I'm forgetting things that I wear. Now, some people are living. You know, the good or the bad or whatever that's in the past. You know, but we want to forget the things that are behind and press on, you know, forward. Amen? You know, we want to forget the glory that is behind and press on even for greater things. You know, so, you know, here's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to talk about the prize and we're going to talk about, you know, the, you know, this, what is ahead and, you know, that the Lord promised for us and how do we begin to get in ourselves, you know, ready for that great prize that he promised. Now, turn with me to Matthew chapter 13. And Jesus, he loves, you know, to give this, you know, parables, and I love to read them because, you know, Jesus always brought out a viewpoint. So today I'm going to read Matthew 13. Is what I'm going to read this morning. Again, the kingdom of heaven. Now, that's the kingdom of heaven. It's like a merchant man seeking pearls. One pearl of great price. He was sold and he bought it. There was a pearl. And the kingdom of heaven, Jesus likened to somebody that's looking for something that is really very expensive. Merchandise, pearls of great price. And one sold everything that he had in order that he might get it. Now you can look at that story like, you know, you can put Jesus right in there because he price. You see, the Bible says, you know, for the joy that was set before him, he gave up everything that he had. You know, he left his throne, he came down on earth, became just one like us, so that he might get the prize. And what was the prize that he got? He went for the souls. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all unto myself. And he did it, and at the end, he got the highest prize. The Bible says, you know, that God has given him a name that is above every name. Oh, that at the name of Jesus Christ, now and in the future, every knee shall bow. Now he got that prize. He went for it and he got it and he wouldn't stop until he got the prize. In fact, one time the Bible says he prayed, you know, and he was in agony before he went to the cross. He was going for that prize. And the Bible says sweat like blood was coming from his brow, but he wouldn't quit, you know. And the devil, you know, he came up to him and said, well, you know, why don't you just give up right now? He said, I'm going for the prize. Amen. And he saw every one of you that seated in here today. Amen. He saw you. And he went for that prize. He paid the price on your behalf. And he, nothing would stop him until he got you. He got your name in the book of life, if you believe it. Amen. Praise you in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, and we're going to see also what we do to win the same kind of prize that Jesus did. Now, that, so that's the kingdom of heaven. It's like unto a merchant man that's looking for a pearl of great price, of which Jesus first started and he got that. Now, this is beyond salvation. Now, salvation is wonderful, but, you know, this is beyond salvation. You know, this goes way beyond that. You know, this goes beyond, you know, coming to church as well. You know, this goes beyond, you know, all of these, you know, little things that people might think that, you know, it's the kingdom of God is all about. This is going for the very best. This is the, you know, this is the hidden manna. Jesus said, he that overcometh. And we're going to be talking about that, the goal of that overcomer this morning. The goal of the overcomer is, you know, to go for the prize. Oh yeah. And there is there are many promises that Jesus gives for that overcome, you know, the one that overcomes this morning. And that's what we're going to be talking about. And this message is to stir up a holy ambition in you. Is to bring a compelling motivation in your spirit that you will aspire to attain to that goal of the overcomer. How many of you can say praise the Lord? That's right. So that's what we're going to do this morning. Now let's look at, you know, the promises that Jesus himself talks about, you know, for the overcomers. And we're going to start here, you know, in the book of Revelation. And I'm going to read Revelation chapter 5 first, before we see the other promises that Jesus gives to the overcomers. Let's see what Jesus himself got. As the prize. Because, you know, we're told that the kingdom of heaven is like, you know, a pearl of great price. Now, let's see the prize that Jesus himself got. And then we're going to see what we are going to get if we follow on, you know, and, you know, do not quit. You know, but we follow on. The highest calling. There is a high calling in God. And that's what he's calling us to. Let's see the story of what Jesus got here in Revelation chapter 5. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book that was written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. Now, that's seven seals that God put on it, you know. And we're going to show you why in a minute that God put those seven seals on. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book? That's God the prize. Who is the one? And the Lord put those seals on, you know, lest there be no argument. And he said, you know, the one that can open the seals, he's going to be the heir that will inherit all things. You know, so he settled it right there. He said, well, if you can open the seals, if you can lose the book, and if you can read what is in it, then you are the true heir. And you are the one that's going to sit on the throne. And you are the one that is going to inherit all things. And so he settled it right there. And then, you know, he looked up and down. He looked for the prophets from the beginning. And there was nobody. They were all ashamed. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. They were all ashamed. Every last one of them. All the prophets, all of the apostles, all himself. They couldn't find anybody. All the prophets from Moses, and all those prophets through Samuel, and so forth like that, and all the apostles, and so forth. There was nobody to be found. And they looked, after they couldn't find the prophets, they looked for the angels. You know, let's see if an angel can step up and claim the prize. And none of them could do it. And John, he wept much, the Bible said. Amen. Amen. But then there was a voice that said, weep not. Weep not. I got some good news for you. Weep not. The lion of the tribe of Judah. Oh my, he has prevailed. Now that's the word. He has prevailed. See, he didn't just, he prevailed. He overcame. There are some things that he overcame. We're going to be talking about this morning. You know, he prevailed and now he's going to step up. So he steps up. Now this figure, this shadowy figure, he comes out and they're looking for a lion. But when they turned, they saw a bloody lamb. Ooh, ah, that's how he got the prize. He got it because he laid down his life. You know, he was laid for you. Hallelujah. Oh yes, and when he got up there, he went to the one that sat on the throne. He got a book. He made a book. Oh my. And he proceeded to open the seals. Oh my. There was only one person. Nobody else could be found under heaven. Nobody else could be found on the earth. And he said, I know, he said, behold, in verse 6, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders. Oh yeah. The lamb was already in the midst of the throne. Stood a lamb that had been slain, having the seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of a living God. And he went and took the book. Now that's the prize that he got. He's got the title deed, and he's got every name of a believer in there. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, does he have your name in that book? If you're not sure, you know, we'll give you a chance at the end of this message to make sure that your name is in that book. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So he got that prize. Now let's see what he also promised for others that overcame. You know, for others that would overcome just like he overcame and got the prize. And he appeared to John on the Isle of Patmos and gave him a message to write to the churches. And he said, let him that hath and hear, let him that hath and hear what? Let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And that's what I'm going to say to you here this morning. If you have an ear, I want you to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Now, this process of pressing toward the high calling of God and overcoming is happening already. Praise ye the name of the Lord. This is not a futuristic message. It is happening already. We are already going for the goat. We're already going for the prize. Well, I'm going. I don't know about you. You know, praise the name of the Lord. Why would you run in the race unless you are running to win? You know, we're playing for the goat. We're playing for the pearl of great price. Now, let's see the promises that Jesus gave to those that would overcome. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 7. Now, this is the message that John wrote by the Lord's command to the churches. Revelation 2 and verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. To him that overcometh. Now, what is it that we are going to overcome? Now, I'm going to tell you here in a minute. You know. But to him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the tree of life. Now, this is the very first thing that they should have had in the beginning, but they didn't because of disobedience and sin entered in, and they lost the right to the tree of life. And Jesus said, I will bring back that tree of life to him that overcometh. They will have right to eat of it, and that tree of life is right in the midst of the paradise of God. So what do you got to overcome? The sin nature. Can somebody say amen? You've got to overcome that sin nature. You have to overcome the disobedience. You have to overcome, you know, the lying. You have to overcome the cheating. You have to overcome the malice, the bitterness, the anger, you know, and all of these things, and the fornication, and the adultery, and all the works of the flesh that the Bible describes in Galatians 5. You've got to overcome all of those things. The sin nature is where it's wrapped up inside. You've got to overcome that sin nature, and, you know, then you have, the Bible says, oh, life. You know, you have right to the tree of life. Now, let's see some of these things quickly. Now, he wrote that to the church that was in Ephesus, and he gave that promise. Now, look at Revelation chapter 2 and verse 11. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 11. This is to the church in Smyrna. He said, he that hath an ear, again, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. You know, so there is a second death that is coming. You know, but he that overcomes shall not be hurt of that. Now, so he goes on here and look at the next one in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 17. Again, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. He that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna. Oh my. And I will give him a white stone. And in the stone, a new name written, which no man knows, receives it. So God's going to give you a new name. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Stone. Oh, there's so many promises. Most wonderful one in a few minutes. So you stay with me here. Revelation 2 and verse 26. And he that overcometh and keep unto the end, him will I give power. The power over the nations. Even as I have received my Father, I will give him the morning star. Oh my. The morning star, absolutely. Jesus himself said, I am the bright and the morning star. Oh my, and Jesus said, I'll give you that very morning star. That means everything that's in you, you'll get it too. Amen. Now, Revelation chapter 3 and verse 5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. But I will confess his name before my Father and before the angels. Now, that's another wonderful promise. If you overcome the fear, you know, of rejection. You know, you got to overcome that too. You know, a lot of people will not stand up and testify for the Lord because of the fear of rejection. Well, if you overcome that fear, you know, Jesus said, you know, I will confess your name before my Father and his angels. Hallelujah. And you will be clothed in white raiment. That white raiment is like the glory of the Lord. That's what you'll be clothed. The Bible says, you know, we are groaning in this tabernacle waiting for our new house. That's that white raiment. It's coming, you know, and then you'll be clothed with it. And I can't go into that this morning, you know, but, you know, that's one of the promises that he talks about. Now, Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12. I'm going to read this quickly. And him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. And he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down from heaven out of, you know, from God and so forth. And I will write upon him my new name. Now, all of these wonderful promises, you know, if we press forward towards the mark of that prize. Now, these are the, what we are reading here is actually combined into that prize. You know, the prize of its high calling, this is the prize. You know, this is it. What, you know, in a minute we are going to, when we finish reading all of these things that describe the prize, then we are going to describe the process of how we overcome and how we get that prize. Now, Revelation chapter 3 and verse 21. For him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me. Even as I overcame, and I am set down with my Father in his throne. Let me read that again so that will sink into you. Now, Jesus Christ, we know the Bible calls him the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we have seen that he has acquired everything. In fact, he's the only one that could break those seals and take the title deed and claim it all. And he's going, you know, here's what he says. Here's the promise. He said, to him that overcometh, I will grant him to sit with me in my throne. Even as I overcame, and I am set with my Father in his throne. That's like you sharing the throne with the King of Kings. My, that ought to give you a holy ambition. Praise you the name of the Lord. That ought to give you a holy ambition. That ought to be something that you want. You know, one time in the book of Matthew chapter 20, the Bible says James and his brother John, you know, the sons of Zebedee, you know, they came to Jesus, and they said, well, you know, in your kingdom and so forth, you know, we want to sit on the left and on the right and all that, you know. And the Lord said, you know, you don't know what you are asking. They said, of course we do. He said, well, you know, can you drink the cup that I drink? Can you go through the things that I go through? He said, can you drink the cup that I drink? Can you be baptized with the baptism that I be baptized with? And they said, yes, we can. And he said, well, you will drink the cup. And you will be baptized with that baptism. But for you to sit on the left and on the right, oh no, that's already prepared for some. Praise ye the name of the Lord. For you to sit in that throne, you know, there's some things, you know, that you've got to go through. You know, you've got to drink his cup. And you've got to be baptized with the same fire that he got. But of course, you know, you have to overcome. And the Lord has already prepared that place for some of them. Now, Revelation chapter 21 and verse 7. This is going to put it all together. Revelation 21 and verse 7. It's going to put it all together here. So turn with me to Revelation 21 and verse 7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God. And he shall be my son. How many of you can say amen to that? For you to be his son and for him to be your father, you have to overcome. You know, amen? He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And he that overcometh is the one that will be my son. And he is the one to whom I will be the father. You know, he said, I will be his God and he's going to be my son. You know, because he has overcome. He's going to put down, you're going to put down that sin nature. You're going to overcome everything that the devil throws at you. for you to get to this place where you can earn this prize, this great prize, you got to also win the little things that the devil is throwing at you every day. Amen? Praise ye the Lord. In fact, if you cannot defeat the little devils that come up against you every single day, and you cannot win the little fights that you are up against, you know, how do you think that you are going to be able to get this prize? This great prize of his high calling. The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah chapter 12 and verse 5. He says, in the land of peace, if in the land of peace, you know, you have problems, you know, what are you going to do in the overswelling of Jordan? If you have run with footmen and you have been weary, how can you contend with horses? You know, if problems that you face every day get you down and to where you almost get away from the Lord and so forth, you know, how are you going to be able to go for this prize that we're talking about today? For you to be able to go for this prize to overcome the ultimate prize, this high calling in God, this high calling of God that he gives us through Jesus Christ. This is the place that everybody should desire to be. And it starts now. It starts every single day of your life that you are here. It starts now because everything that Satan throws against you, it's to keep you from that prize. You know, and you've got to keep on believing the Lord. You've got to keep on trusting the Lord. And you've got to go in every day into his presence, get his strength, and move forward. And keep going until you get to the prize. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, when we are running in a race, it's like we're running, you know, the Bible says everybody that's running, they are all running, but not everybody is going to get that prize. So when you are running, you know, it's not the first person that jumps up, you know, assuming that you are running in a mile and you have to go around the track maybe four times or five times or whatever it is. Or sometimes if you're running the very long distances, you have to go around the track 15 times or whatever, you know. And can you imagine if somebody jumps out real quick after the first track and he's leading everybody by a quarter of a mile, you know, and then, you know, and they're supposed to go like 20 times around around the track, and then after the third time round, he runs out of steam and he falls by the wayside. You think he's going to get a prize just because he led the first three rounds? Is anybody still with me this morning? He led the first three rounds in a 20-round race, and then he fell by the wayside. Is he going to get the prize? Of course he's not. You know, he that keepeth my works unto the end. Oh yeah, that's what Jesus said. You know, so it's not just he that starts, but Jesus himself said, you know, it's not him that begins, but he that endureth to the end. See, you've got to keep going on, and you've got to go for that prize. You've got to set your eyes on the prize. You've got to aim very high for that mark. This is the prize. This is the pearl of great price. You've got to let your light shine in the dark. You know, when you are going every day, full strength forward. Paul put it this way. He said, I forget the things that are behind. Now, here's what some people do. It's kind of like when you have this tape recorder or you've recorded something and so forth, you know, the playback mode and the rewind and so forth. That's the mode living in the past. They're always playing back the past. Whether it's something good that happened, if they're living in the glory of yesterday, thing that happened today. I tell you this. Amen. Get rid of that junk that's on that tape. What a new experience with God. Hallelujah. Don't rewind all that stuff. It's all old news anyhow. Today. And you got to pressing on for the Lord. Now, if it's, you know, if it's bad situation that's in your past, you know, it's bad memories and so forth like that, the same thing, you got to re-record, you know, new memories. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, here's what we are going to do this morning. I am going to tell you one or two things that the Lord wants me to tell you as I close this message out. It's going to be a short one this morning. You know, I want to invite and I want to challenge you daily to begin to press to become an overcomer. You know, don't settle for, you know, anything less than that. There is a great prize at the end. And it starts every single day. You must win every little battle that confronts you. You must win. You know, you cannot lose in anyone. See, because, you know, if you lose, you're going to fall by the wayside. You know. But you must get up. If you're down right now, you must get up and keep pressing and going for that goal. You know, because what we are going for is the highest prize. Here is the way he puts it again, just so I refresh your memory. He that cometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I overcame, and I am set with my Father in his throne. Now that's the highest prize. And it's again, he said, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Amen. Well, you know, how do you do this there? Well, you know, all these messages that we are bringing are supposed to bring a holy ambition in you, to stir you up and make you go for that prize. Now, I'm going to read for you here something, a prophecy, or part of a prophecy. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but part of a prophecy that was given in the 17th century. This prophecy was given by a lady called Jane Liet. And she lived from 1624 to about 1704. And this particular prophecy was written. Said first of all, full redemption by Christ. Now she was saying this 300 years ago. It's a hidden mystery. Not he said the Holy Spirit is at hand to reveal the same unto all holy seekers and loving in Christ. Now, so she's saying that there's going to be a full so conclusion. He said prophecy, a very long prophecy, and I don't want to read it all. The Lord sweareth truth and righteousness that from Abraham arise a holy priesthood which will be produced and manifested in the last age. How many of you can say amen to that? Well, it is happening now. And he said, the mighty spirit of Cyrus. Now, Cyrus was the one that the Lord spoke and said, he's going to build the temple, you know. And he said, the mighty spirit of Cyrus is appointed to lay the foundation, see, of this final temple and supporting in building. And he's talking about this great work that God is going to do at the end through the people of God. Now, finally, he said, there are characteristics and marks whereby this pure virgin church shall be known and distinguished from all others. And he says, whereby there is going to be an unction and a true sound of the Holy Spirit in them. And they will be able to discern, you know, that which is low, false, and counterfeit. Amen? So we've got, you know, a lot of low, false, and counterfeit stuff in the church today, but this is different. He said there is going to be a manifestation of the Spirit whereby to edify and to raise up this church. And I remember that the Lord said, I will raise up the tabernacles of David and the ruins that are broken down, and I will close up the breaches thereof. How many of you say amen? And it says they shall go, you know, bringing down heaven upon, you know, them and so forth. Now, finally, he says, but there is none that will be able to ascend. And that will be, you know, those said, he said, but none but those that have ascended and received of his glory can communicate the same. See, you cannot give what you don't have. Amen? Now I said, there are some of these people will be able to ascend, receive His glory, and be able to communicate the same. You know, He says, because of that, He will not be wanting in qualifying, you know, some people to do this. Now, this is the last part I want to read. He said, therefore, it's a long prophecy, and I cut out a lot of it. He said, therefore, there shall be a holy ambition stirred up among the bands of believers, that they may become of the first fruits unto Him that is risen from the dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now that's the holy ambition. After this prophecy was written in the 17th century by a lady called Jane Liat. Yeah, that's a long time, you know, for a prophecy to zone in on what is happening right now. This holy ambition is already happening, you know, among the bands of believers everywhere. Do you want to be a part of this? Do you want to be one of those that will go for the goat? Or do you want to settle, you know, for just, you know, being a believer, being saved, or just going to church, and so forth like that? Well, you know, there is a reward for everything that we do. And Jesus Himself said, behold, I come and bring my reward with me to give to every man according as his work shall be. And when He comes, what will your reward be? Will your reward be that which He says, you know, you can sit with Him in His throne? Or will your reward be much less, you know, because you didn't go for the highest price? You know, Jesus, you know, has said it Himself, and He made a promise. If you overcome, and how do you overcome? And that's the last part of what I'm talking about, going to talk about this morning. You know, for you to overcome, you must keep every word of God. Amen? Amen? For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You cannot pick and choose the part of the word of God that you are comfortable with. And then you select that, and that's all you want. There's a lot of churches today, you know, that's built on just exactly that framework. You know, they pick one thing out of the Bible, and that's the, you know, they become a denomination out of that, and that's all. You know, no, that's not going to do it. You know, every word. In fact, Jesus said, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. You know, but for you to keep his saying and not to taste of death, it has to be every single word in this Bible. Amen? Amen? Oh, yeah. That's the qualification. It's every single word in this Bible. Every single word. And here's where it starts. For those of you that might be wondering, or you might be new, you know, how do I even get started? Well, here's the way he said, hear, O Israel, and ye children of the Lord. Every one of you, hear it today. You know, praise God. The Lord, thy God, is one Lord. Not three Lords, but He is one Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. That's where it starts. You can read that in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. The Lord, thy God, is one Lord. That's where He starts. And then thou shalt love that one Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. That is the beginning of this Christian race. And if you want to get on that race this morning, and you want to get a hold of the Lord, you start there. And the next thing He says is the second commandment, the greatest one, was the first that we said, but the second great one is like that too. Love the neighbor as thyself. You know. And so that's the beginning of it all. But where does it end? Here's where it ends. It ends in ultimate submission to the Father. Jesus Himself said, not my will be done, but thy will. When He was about to go to the cross, He said, my soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. He began to be sorrowful because He was going to become sin for us. Now that's a terrible thing for, you know, a holy God to be made sin. You know, and as the gaze were drawing closer, that darkness began to close in upon Him. And He began to feel the weight of the world. And He's, you know, in His mind, in His natural mind, He wanted to back away from it, but, you know, He wouldn't back down. You know, and He said, I got to keep pressing. you know, I got to keep pressing. And he went, he started going in, he went in, and he prayed, and, you know, the forces of darkness, the forces of hell, and all the sins of the world were up against him, and he prayed! He got a hold of the Spirit of the Lord. And the Bible said he prayed until sweat, like blood, was coming out of his head. How many of you can pray that kind of prayer? My goodness. You know, because he was going to break through that sin nature, and he was going to get deliverance for every single last soul that will believe on his name. And he did it too. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Oh, he did it, and that's the reason I'm here today. And that's the reason you are here today. Oh, Jesus, he broke through it. And he got the victory. Hallelujah. He, Bible says, he spoiled those principalities and powers. He nailed them to that cross, boy. And he sure did. And he went down to hell and he whooped that devil. Oh my goodness. Did he give him a whooping? He whooped him all over town. You might say it that way. And boy, the graves could not hold him back. In fact, they put a big rock in front of the grave. They sealed it down and they set a watch. The Roman soldiers, the centurions and so forth, they stayed there to make sure. Because they said, look, this man, he said, you know, I'm going to rise in 3 days. So, you know, his disciples are going to come here and steal the body and then say that it was because he rose. You know, and so forth like that. So he said, well, go ahead, you set a watch. And so they did. They rolled a big stone now. And they set all the centurions and so forth there. You know, but that didn't make the Lord any difference. After he was done whooping the devil, he rose out of that grave. How many of you can say praise the Lord? He rose from that grave. He got that pearl of great price. He got a hold of it. Bible said the kingdom of God likened unto a man that's looking for costly pearl. And he, when he had found one, he went for it. He got the pearl of great price. Are you a pearl? Are you a part of that pearl? Did Jesus get you when he got that pearl? Is your name in the book of life? Well, if it is, then you got to go for your own prize as well. Praise ye the name of the Lord. If you want to sit with him in his throne, like he overcame and is sitting in his Father's throne, then you got to go for your own prize. Oh, and the Bible says, it is given unto you that believe in him. See, not only, you know, that you will reign with him, but that you must also suffer for him. See, you've got to overcome, you know, that fear of suffering. Praise the name of the Lord. If you cannot suffer, if you cannot drink of the cup that he drank, if you cannot be baptized with the baptism of fire like he did till he was agonizing and blood was coming out of his head, well, then I don't know where you're going then. You know, because Jesus said, you know, he that overcometh, he shall inherit all things. Now, if you want to start, if you're here this morning and you want to start this new journey, you know, this is a race. And we invite you today to get in on this race. You know, if you want to start this new journey, we're going to give you an opportunity in a minute. And if you are already in the journey, see, the Bible says you must lay aside every weight and everything that does so easily beset you. You've got to lay it aside in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1. And then run with patience this race that is set before you. The things that are weighing you down, you got to lay them aside. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Some of you have been weighed down by finances, by different situations and so forth. You got to lay aside every weight. You know, so there are two things there. There's a weight and then there's a sin. You got to lay aside those things. And then you got to lay aside those things that so easily beset you too. And then run with patience this race so that you may win this prize. And the prize that you are looking for at the end of the day is to say, you have overcome. Come and sit with me in my throne, even as I overcame and I'm set with my Father in his throne. Oh my, that's a wonderful promise to look forward to. Let's stand to our feet this morning. If you are here this morning and you want to get in on this race, or if you are already on the race, but you want to stir up that holy ambition in you this morning to go for the gold and not to settle for just going to church. Because we're not talking about going to church this morning. We're not even talking about, you know, well, I've been saved, you know, so many years. I'm not talking about that this morning. He that endureth and keepeth my works unto the end, the same shall be saved. And he is the same that will overcome. And he that overcometh is the one that shall inherit all things. You know, if that's you this morning and you want to take this challenge and stir up this holy ambition in you this morning, I want every head bowed in this place as we pray. If you are here this morning for the first time, maybe for the first time, you are about to surrender your life to Christ, I want to invite you this morning, take that challenge. Oh yes, stay this morning and see that the Lord is good. We never want to close any service without giving people a chance to do that. If you are here this morning, and you say, well, I want to get in on this race. I want my life turned over to God. While every head is bowed this morning, I want to see your hand up and I'm going to pray for you. And the Lord is going to help you. And if you are already on that race, and you said, I want God. I want to get a hold of God. I want that prize. I want to go for that pearl of great price. I'm not going to settle for just going to church. I'm not going to settle for just being a believer. I want something more. I want to go for the gold. If that's you this morning, I want to see your hand up as well, and I'm going to pray for you. If you want to press in and go, and not live in the past, but you want to press toward that mark, I want to see your hands up, and I'm going to pray for you. With every head bowed in this place, the hands that are up, I'm going to pray for you. Lord Jesus, look at the hands that are up. And Lord, they are praying and believing you this morning. They want to press in. They want to go for the gold. They want to commit their lives unto the Lord this morning. And Lord, Paul said, forgetting the things that are behind and reaching forth to those things that are in front. I press toward the mark. As they press in this morning, Lord, I pray that you give them the grace. That somebody say amen. Amen. Now, if you want that grace, your hand is up and you want that grace to press forward. You know, hallelujah. You want that grace to overcome, you know, fear of rejection. You want that grace to overcome the sin nature. You want that grace, you know, for you to keep on that race until you hear that commendation. Oh, thou art my beloved son. Sit with me here on my throne even as I overcame. You know, you want that grace. Your hand is up. I want you to make your way forward here. We're going to believe God together. Oh, yes. I'm going to believe the Lord with you this morning. Praise God. I am going to believe the Lord with you this morning. Praise ye the name of the Lord. This is the benefit that you will get at the end of the days. At the end of your days, there is laid up for you a crown of life, which the Lord will give for you. He has kept it for you, and he will put you on the throne with him, just like he overcame, and he is on the throne. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Today, the Bible says, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, even as in the provocation. Today, if you will hear the voice, the simple voice of the Lord, even in this, oh, do not wait for another day, because faith is now. And today is the day. And this is the hour that you must begin and continue to press into forward in this race in order to obtain. The Bible says, run that ye may obtain. Those of you that are here, I want you to come closer. We're going to believe the Lord together. Come closer to the front here. We're going to believe the Lord together. Praise ye the name of the Lord. 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 He that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end. I will confess his name before my Father and his angels. And he will be clothed in white raiment. And I will give him a white stone and write upon it a new name. And I will write upon it the name of my God and the name of his holy city. And I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will give him the right to the tree of life. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. And he shall inherit all things. I will be to him his God, and he shall be my son. Lift up your hands and pray. And say, Lord, give me the grace to run this race and to go for that prize. The pearl of great price. The holy ambition, let it be stirred up in me today, that I might keep pressing on, going toward the mark, not looking to those things that are behind, but pressing for that high calling, the high calling of Jesus, the high calling of God that is in Jesus Christ. Going for that goal this morning. Father, enabled, O Lord. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for the anointing that breaks the yoke. Enable them this morning, Lord. Enable your people this morning, Lord. Enable your people this morning, Lord. Even as they go forward in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, the weight of sin, the weight of the cares of this life. The Bible says, drop them down today. Jesus says, come unto me. Cast your burdens upon me, for I care for you. Drop down the weight, the thing that's holding you back. You got to go. There has to be a holy ambition that is stirred up in you today. The prophecy said there shall be a holy ambition stirred up among the bands of believers everywhere, that they may become the number of the first fruits. Oh, hallelujah. Praise ye the name of the Lord. 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 Those of you who are here in front, I want you to say, praise the Lord. Say, praise the Lord. Say, praise the Lord. Say, praise the Lord. I want you to lift up your hands and ask the Lord to lift you up. Oh, yes, he will do it too. Oh, he will lift you up and he will give you the grace to be the overcomer. Every single day you will overcome every little thing. You overcome the anger. You overcome the bitterness. You overcome the strife. You overcome the sin nature. And you will become more and more like him every day. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, Lord, stir up a holy ambition in your people today that we will continue to press toward that mark. Oh, yes, that we may hear at the end, come and sit with me on my throne, even as I overcame and sat with my Father in his throne. To you be the praise. To you be the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And the church said, amen.
Amen.
Let's put our hands together for the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let everybody say, hallelujah. Say hallelujah.